This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has highlighted that in the journey of shaping the country's economic destiny, Atmanirbharta and Swadeshi are the guiding principles. Addressing the nation on the eve of the 77th Republic Day, the President lauded India's young entrepreneurs, sportspersons, scientists and professionals for energizing the nation and making their mark globally. President Murmu noted that despite global uncertainties, India is recording sustained economic growth. She said the country is the world's fastest growing major economy and is moving towards becoming the third largest economy in the near future.
The most important decision for the economic integration of the country after independence, the implementation of GST, has established the system of one nation, one market. The recent decisions to make the GST system even more effective will further strengthen our economy. Four labor codes have been issued in the field of labor reforms. These will benefit our workers and will also accelerate the development of enterprises.
Urging everyone to work together with the spirit of Nation First, President Murmu said, Republic Day is an opportunity to strengthen the feeling of patriotism. She noted that India's self-reliance in defense powered the historic success of Operation Sindoor. The nation will celebrate the 77th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu will lead the nation in celebrating the day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Republic Day parade will commence at 10:30 a.m. and will be a unique blend of India's cultural diversity and military prowess. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen and President of the European Council Antonio Luis Santos da Costa will be the chief guests at the Republic Day parade. Meanwhile, EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen and Council President Antonio Luis Santos da Costa were accorded guard of honour and ceremonial welcome at the airport in the national capital yesterday. The leaders are on a state visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Later, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the EU leadership. The government has announced 131 Padma Awards for year 2026. The awards comprises 5 Padma Vibhushan, 13 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri. Among the awardees, 19 are women and 16 honours are being conferred posthumously. The list of Padma Bhushan awardees includes playback singer Alka Yagnik, former Uttarakhand Chief Minister Bhagat Singh Koshyari, Kalipati Ramaswamy Palaniswamy from Tamil Nadu and Malayalam actor Mammootty from Kerala. President Draupadi Murmu has approved gallantry awards to 70 armed forces personnel, including 6 posthumous awards on the eve of the 77th Republic Day. IAF Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, who made history by becoming the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, has been honoured with the Ashoka Chakra, the country's highest peacetime gallantry award. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have congratulated all the Padma awardees for their outstanding contributions to the nation. In a social media post, Vice President noted that the outstanding contributions and dedicated service of the awardees have enriched the nation in multiple fields. The Prime Minister has said that the excellence, dedication and service of the awardees across diverse fields enrich the fabric of society. Minister of Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Rajiv Ranjan Singh has interacted with beneficiaries, multipurpose artificial insemination technicians in rural India, Maitri and Animal Husbandry Infrastructure Development Fund, AHIDF beneficiaries in New Delhi. During his interaction yesterday, the minister said the Maitri scheme plays a key role in implementing the artificial insemination program aimed at improving the genetic quality of livestock. The Directorate General, the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence DRI has seized around 22 kilograms of mefedrone, a synthetic narcotic drug, with an estimated illicit market value of 55 crore rupees. 5 individuals have been arrested by DRI in connection with the case. In cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 8 wickets in the third T20 match at the ACA Stadium, Darsapura in Guwahati. Surya Kumar Yadav led men in blue secure the series 3-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.